This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live on Saturday edition. Plenty of time for you to join us here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. You can do that, and we'll give you the toll-free numbers and our Skype username here in a little bit. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark, you're upset.
Yeah,
you're an angry dad.
I'm a helpless dad, I can tell you that. There's this gang of people that are taking money from my son, and I frankly don't know what to do about it. I'm kind of the opinion that a man's role is protector and provider of his family, and when that role is interrupted, it confuses me. I don't know what to do. I can see how somebody might be in this situation and not feel like they're helpless, not feel like this is theft or robbery or anything like that, but I feel like it is, and as a result, there's not much I can do about it. I hesitate to even teach my son that this behavior is theft because I don't want him growing up with necessarily the same sort of point of view that I have. I'd kind of like him to come to it on his own if that's what the case is. But when it's this time of year, I feel this. The time of year for me is property tax season. You see, in my town, the majority of the money goes to fund government schools. And I think this is true in most places. I could be wrong. I don't know entirely what every municipality in the United States is like. But in my town, it's like 75% mm-hmm. of the money goes to fund government schools. And my son's never gone to a government school. I didn't even spend most of my time school year going to government schools either. I went to a private school. Not that I consider it to be that much different. But ultimately, what's happening is that this gang of people, the selectmen of my town, are stealing money from my kid and giving it to other people's kid. They're taking the money that I could use for education of my son, and they're forcing me to give it to them, and then they will use it to fund the education of other people's kids. And I know some people would probably say, well, send your kid to the government school. But government school, these things are, they'll never rate them against private schools. So we don't really know. Are the government schools better than the private schools? We don't have facts and figures on that. But I think most parents would agree that private schools are better than public schools.
Mm-hmm. He's unschooled though, right? Or homeschooled?
Homeschooled, unschooled, yeah. Somewhere in there. We concentrate on what he needs to worry about at a given time as far as education goes. And he's reading well above his grade level, so I'm not too worried about it. And, what I consider government schools to be is babysitting services so that both parents are forced to work. I consider them to be government indoctrination centers that function as day prisons. If you can't leave, it's functioning similarly to a prison. It also, they don't spend any time in government schools questioning whether or not government should be involved in particular areas or not.
Mm-hmm.
They'll often blame the parents if, say, the kid ultimately ends up in prison or something like that. It's the parents' fault. If the kid misbehaves or whatever, it's the parents' fault. But how is it that a government school can have access to somebody for, something like a third of their waking life, and it's still somebody else's fault? Like, the government has access to these kids for, 180 days out of the year, half of those days, and, of course, there's the time that the kids sleep and that sort of thing. And somehow or another, it's other people's fault when these kids, misbehave. I'll bet if we went through prison and we looked, and we asked the prisoners whether they went to government school or whether they went to private school, that a larger percentage of the prison population went to government school than went to they do in the free world.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And if you check, say, graduate students or, I don't know, small business people, some group that we would consider to be somehow what we want to achieve in society, that you'll probably find a larger percentage than average that are private school graduates. That's just my guess here. But still they force me to... They force me and my son, my son doesn't really know much about it, but they're taking money that could be used for his education, and they're giving it to other people's kids. We're forced to fund these schools that are so bad that you have to be forced to fund them to fund them. Private schools are making it on their own. Everybody, the parents are writing checks and people are sending their kids. It's just this voluntary interaction. And they're happy. Everybody's happy. But government school, they're so bad, you're forced to fund them. They perform so poorly that you have to fund them. They are generally, in their district, the worst performing school in a given district. Now, some people will say, what about the poor people? The poor people won't get an education. Well, we're not talking about a need-based scholarship program here. I mean, if you want to give a need-based scholarship program to the bottom 20% or something like that, then that idea should be proffered rather than government indoctrination day prisons. Mm. Right?
Well, then they just force you to pay for that.
What's that? The bottom 20%? You can't chase the bottom 20% now. Currently, 85% of the population is going to the worst school in a given district. That is not good for the performance of America, right? America isn't going to get any better by sending its kids to the worst school in their district, right?
But, Mark, you haven't been forced to pay for any of this. This is the price you pay to live in society.
Right. Well, I get the social...
You chose to live in your town.
I chose to live in this town, but every other town has the same plan, right?
Pretty much.
The social contract essentially is... We will do what we want, when we want, how we want. Mm-hmm. Largely what we want, when we want, how we want. And if you don't like it, we'll kick you out of your house or kill you or put you in prison.
Well, you could work within the system to change the system.
That's true, but that's not what the social contract is, right? I mean, that's what you were alluding to. Now the bars have been moved. You could work within the system to change the system. And I'm attempting to do just that. But I'm also...
You run for school board?
I'm not running for school board. What would be the point of running for school board?
Trying to change the system,
right? States are mandated. By their constitutions, 49 states have constitutions that enshrine public education. New Hampshire is the only one that doesn't. It says we cherish education. It also says we cherish seminaries, too. But the New Hampshire Supreme Court ruled in the mid-90s that cherish meant that public schools meant that they have rights and that sort of thing. I think that can be undone based on the verbiage in New Hampshire. But still, nonetheless, that's the situation we're in. So, yes, government schools are enshrined in the constitutions, as I understand it, of the of 49 states. So... Yeah, that's a bit of a problem, right? I mean, that's a preference for one school over other schools. We're not going to get anything any better without some competition. Competition generally drives up the value of a given market sector.
You just hate education. You hate all the people in your area. You don't want to help the community.
That's like if the government created a car and I didn't buy the car, suggesting that I hate car travel. No, I like cars, and I think that the free market drives all of the car manufacturers to make better cars. Now, I don't think anybody's going to say that all cars manufacturers make equally good or equally bad cars. They're going to say that there's a range of them, but most of them make pretty good cars. I think if the government made a car, it would be abysmal.
They tried that in the Soviet Union.
Yeah, well, people dismiss Soviet Union and Eastern Bloc countries creating creation of vehicles because that's not good enough. But I would, you know,
the idea somehow the government car from America would be better.
It's not like the Army makes tanks. Mm-hmm. They outsource that to companies that do it.
Right.
Right? Because they know what would happen if they did. Product quality would be low in the same way. So if you want product quality to be high in the most important area that we have, education, as the United States lags the world in education. Look, I get that the world has public education. But don't you think it would be better if we had... market-based education? Because I'm sick and tired of it. Tell me, call me and tell me, why should my son be robbed to send other people's kids to school? 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Because I really want to know. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
To arm or not to arm? This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For some, an adjustable rate mortgage is an automatic no. If that's the case, it's usually for a couple of reasons. Either you're uncomfortable with any risk or simply don't know how hybrid ARMs work. For others, an ARM can be a valuable financial tool. A hybrid ARM is actually a fixed rate loan for the first 3, 5, 7, or 10 years. During the fixed period, there's no risk of rate adjustment and typically offer healthy savings. Having reasonable expectations for future sale or refinancing can be all it takes to make a hybrid ARM worth considering. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be a trusted advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here if you want to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It doesn't have to be about the property taxes that back the education system.
which is an absolute mess and could be a whole lot better if it were done by the free marketplace, which is what you were saying just a few moments ago. And, Mark, you're specifically frustrated because as a father, you feel impotent in that you can't protect your family from people who are threatening you on a regular basis, on a yearly basis, to have you extract from your family some arbitrary amount of money that they then spend on these government schools that don't really do that great of a job in educating.
Right. I believe people should be able to send their kids to the schools they want. You should have the school you want. But keep your crappy school, quit stealing my money. And honestly, it's not my money as much as it's my family's money. And my son could be educated further. Maybe we could go on a trip for that, a few thousand dollars that they take from me each year to educate other people's kids. Maybe we could do a field trip to, some other state or something like that. That would be pretty cool and a learning experience. Now, wouldn't it?
So you were looking for people to call and defend the status quo, sort of defend the system as it is, which
it's always difficult to get somebody to defend the status quo, right? The status quo is the one that's in place.
Mm-hmm.
We're already stealing your money, son. We don't really care what your opinion about it is.
No, they really don't. They don't care.
And so it's difficult to get somebody to call in and defend the status quo, because why should they? They've got your money. It's people who want change that are often willing to sort of talk about it.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
But change is something that the United States wants around education, because the United States is lagging further and further behind the other industrialized countries around the world when it comes to the product it produces. We just read, I think it was last week.
Yeah, it was a study.
It was a study that says millennials are millennials here in the United States. United States millennials perform worse than millennials do in 22 other industrialized countries. And it's kind of a tie for last with, like, Spain and Poland and a few other places. But, the United States not stepping forward. The world leader is doing a bad job in this particular area. So something else needs to be done. I believe that there is a systemic attitude of failure and poor performance, anti-education attitude in our public schools. It seems to me that the people that hate
who have that attitude, the students.
What difference does it make?
Because I know there was that attitude when I was growing up as a student.
Right. Who hates school? But the people who go to it.
School sucks. Hey, SaveItPurse.com doesn't suck. You can get 25, 30%, 20%, 40%. You get to choose your discount off of Amazon's already excellent prices. So you might be doing some holiday shopping. This is a great way to get it done and get a huge discount. Or maybe after the holidays. Whatever. Anytime. I've been using SaveItPurse.com for the last year, basically. Almost an entire year. Have made over 24 purchases through Purse, and it's incredible. It works very, very well. If I want to save 20%, it takes me about an hour to get that order filled. If I want, like, 30 or 40%, it takes a little bit longer. 40%,
these are things that you get on Amazon,
yeah.
The stuff that you get every day.
So it can take longer the larger the percentage you want, but you get to choose your discount. So, again, if you're in a rush, you can do a Purse Instant and save 5% right then. If you are willing to wait an hour, put it at 20%. I mean, I always get 20%. I've never actually tried Purse Instant just because I'm willing to wait.
The only trick, there's only two catches to Purse. One,
yep.
You have to be able to be willing to wait to get the bigger discounts.
That's right.
And two, you have to buy with Bitcoin.
That's the real thing. You got to have Bitcoin. That's the only way that this works for you. Go to saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse, saveatpurse.com as we continue here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. So, Mark, you were saying you were being stolen from. And the people that work for the state, I don't believe this position that's going to come out of my mouth, but the people, having had these conversations with people that work for the state, they would say, well, this is the price you have to pay to live in a civilized society. Property taxes.
Property taxes generally. Okay, so I'm not talking about property taxes generally. I can, attempt to deconstruct property taxes. But property taxes go for a lot of things. So they go for roads, and they go for
jails.
Jails, and I can't even begin to tell you all the things. Community centers and
parks and recreation.
The flowers they put on the side of the road, and
yep.
A variety
of firemen.
Those things.
Yep.
But
so you don't object to those things?
Well, it's not that it's not what I'm talking about right now. I mean, I can object to those things, but I will object to them the way they are run and the way they're funded and a variety of things. But if you want to, you know, there's steps on the road to freedom, and you need to, if you consider high taxes to be a problem, you kind of have to look at education. When it comes to you know, people's taxes, a large percentage of it, certainly
60% of the property taxes in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, many communities, the number is the lion's share of the property taxes go towards education. And this is a lot of the taxes that people pay as property taxes. So you have to kind of look at education generally. If education was about educating poor people, because that's often where people will go with this.
Well, if you don't have government schools, then you won't have the poor people. How are they going to get educated?
They're going to get educated better. For God's sakes, they get educated better.
Why?
Even if. Okay, so there's two possibilities here. We could go with the total freedom option, which is that people are going to educate their people have to pay to educate their own kids. Or we can say that, look, we could pare this down and make some kind of needs-based scholarship program. If this was about poor people, and it's not, and this is my proof, if this was about poor people, there would be a needs-based scholarship program in place, and we would send kids to schools that are rated against each other and perform against each other. You never see government schools rated against private schools. You only see them rated against other governments. So
what
you're
saying,
like saying, you know, that I won the Olympics when you run the Special Olympics.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that the government schools are not doing this poor person scholarship thing because it's all about the government bureaucracy and expanding the bureaucracy and paying the administrators big buku buck salaries.
And control. It's about control. Because if the government controls the schools, they control what's educated.
Mm-hmm.
They control the conversation in the country.
Sure, they can give.
There's nobody alive right now that was there's nobody alive right now that didn't have the government school option that their parents could send them to. And it's been about 85% of the population the whole way through.
Mm-hmm.
This is a country that has been educated by its government. And that is new and weird on a sort of a societal level.
Well, it's not that new as far as our lifetimes.
No,
are
I mean, I'm talking about the course of human society.
Yeah.
That
the government's been educating people in this country since what, the 1800s? Pretty much.
It depends. Late 1800s, the late 19th century is when it sort of became codified, and mostly was an anti-Catholic move.
Mm-hmm.
The concern was the Catholics were setting up schools and letting people send their kids there for free, and then, of course, in the process, they're getting some Catholic education. The Protestants, who ran the government in the United States, was like, whoa, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
And so they used the power they have, which is, of course, the state at that point, to set up government schools, to enshrine government schools, because many communities had them prior to that.
If you want to join us here with your thoughts on government school, property taxes, and the force that is being used behind it, because ultimately the property taxes are backed up by the threat of stealing your home from you and throwing your family into the streets. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here also via Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm, and this is Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may join us here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm. Just send the contact request on over there and we'll approve it. You'll be good to go to call us from that point forward. It's Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. We're going to be taking the show on the road in a couple months from now, February 18th through the 21st. We're going to be not too far away from home. We'll be in Manchester, New Hampshire. We're doing the show in Keene, New Hampshire tonight. We'll be at the Radisson Hotel in the heart of downtown Manchester, which is a great venue for a convention. In this case, it'll be the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the 9th annual New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And can you call something annual if they missed a year?
I think you are so hung up on this that is just, I mean, no one else cares. Yes, there were, it's been 10 years, there have been nine Liberty Forums. They skipped a year. You know, to some extent, the Liberty Forum is, you know, they kind of focus on the New Hampshire election. So, you know, I mean, it's, yeah. I mean,
NHLibertyForum.com. I'm not sure what the elections have anything to do with this, Mark, but NHLibertyForum.com is where you can go. The reason I ask is because I'm just wondering if you skip a year, and it wasn't their intention, there was a bad organizer.
Yes, it's annual if you intend to have it annually.
Okay, gotcha. Because I was wondering, you know, if I skip a year on Keenvention, is it still an annual event? I don't think it really is. NHLibertyForum.com. Go there and get your tickets February 18th through the 21st. We will be there. And we'll be broadcasting live every night. But more importantly, there will be hundreds of liberty-oriented people, many of whom share Mark's concerns and my concerns about the education system and are working towards changing that. There's actually a lawsuit in play right now in a town called Croydon, New Hampshire, where there's a Free State Project participant who's on the school board, and they have created a program that actually allows parents to send their kids to a private school and have the government pay for it. Is my understanding. You didn't know this, Mark?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, those people are involved in, or there's a Free Stater who's involved in that, and I suspect she's going to be at the Liberty Forum. I'm just going to guess that she's going to be speaking at the Liberty Forum because that's a pretty hot case right now. It's
I think it's
winding its way to the New Hampshire Supreme Court, or has already made it there. I forget its exact status, but I suspect it will end up in the Supreme Court if it has not yet done so. So it's the Croydon decision, and so basically what's happening is they're allowing parents to send their kids to private schools using tax dollars, and the state, I believe the Attorney General's office, or it's the Department of Education, one or the other, they are suing the school board over this. So the state
has got no law on their side. They're just suing.
The state, well, right, because they can afford it. It's not their money. They can afford to sue anybody. And so they're suing the school board saying, well, this is illegal. You can't use taxpayer dollars to send money to private schools. I mean, that's my understanding of the argument. I don't know the ins and outs of all the legalese, but nonetheless, that's an interesting one to keep an eye on, and it's happening because of a Free State Project participant who got on that school board. So that's just one indicator of how, at least in New Hampshire, you can actually work inside the system to change the system. I know you sort of blew that off earlier, Mark, when I brought that up, and I don't blame anybody for being frustrated by the system. I mean, it is hard. It is, you know, a long road to try to get inside the school board and change things, because for the most part, you can't. You really can't adjust very much at all inside a school board, especially if you're one out of nine school board members or something like that. I think in this particular board, it's a much smaller board. There's probably only three or five or something like that. So there you'd have more sway if you were on a town board rather than a board in a larger city like here in Keene, New Hampshire. So there really are things that you can do here in New Hampshire. You can actually win election. There are Free State Project participants who have won state House representative seats. We've got like 20 Free Staters who are in the state House right now. And that's more people that are libertarian or voluntarist. Some might even describe themselves as anarchists. That's more people than the National Libertarian Party has, I think, ever elected to any kind of office that level. Right.
That's just one year.
Yeah, that's just this most recent election in 2014. So if you want to meet some of these people, a lot of them are going to be at the Liberty Forum February 18th through the 21st. And then you can hopefully be persuaded to come up here and join the fun, because the more people we get together who think in the same way, who think that freedom really means something and are willing to do something about it, if we can get a critical mass of people together like that, then all of a sudden you'll start to see the people who agree with us but have been just hiding, they'll come out of the woodwork. Because there are a lot of people out there who are sick and tired of having the government steal money from them and then spend it on whatever government program, whether it's education or whatever, that they want to. But they're too afraid to do anything about it. They're too afraid because they don't believe you can fight City Hall, and in most cases you can't. So it's understandable why folks would keep their heads down and, you know, keep their head below the radar, so to speak, and, you know, so they don't get it chopped off by the state when they pop it up and they say, I disagree with the state. I want to change things. And then, you know, the state targets them and, you know, steals their kids from them or takes their house from them or, you know, trumps up some charges to destroy their lives. So we've seen those things happen. If you get enough people together, you get the critical mass, it makes a big difference. And that's sort of what the Free State Project is about. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. Let's go to Tom. He's in Michigan. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I agree with you guys that we definitely need more options and competition education. But Mark said something that really made me cringe. He said, you know, we're lagging behind the other countries. And I saw Michelle Rhee come into Michigan a couple of years ago pushing Common Core and more centralization of education. And she said, we need to be more like China. And, you know, the problem is these studies that say that we're lagging behind, and again, I'm not defending our current system, but those studies are based on, like, the PISA and just tests. And so China and some others, they get their kids to take tests really well, but they don't have any creativity. And so, you know, a lot of we still lead the world in patents and creativity. And, you know, there are people like Sir Ken Robinson and Dr. Yong Zhao who say that, you know, educators, schools kill creativity. And so at any rate, I just wanted to say that Those studies are false.
Okay, so this was a test done by an organization that rates the use of technological problem solving in a technology-rich environment. And that is, you would admit, important going on in the future, right?
Don't you have to be creative to solve technical problems?
I would just say I'd like to see who it was, because a lot of these, they use this argument to push more centralization of education in our country.
It's the Organization for Economic Cooperation. It's the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the assessment of adult competencies. So this isn't kids in school learning how to take tests in school. This is adults, at the very least, taking some sort of test. Obviously, you can't test people without a test. And there are patents and these sorts of things. All that says to me is that Americans are, using the law to protect their inventions more often than other places are around the world. There's all kinds of things, open source software on the Internet. It's being created by people, and it's not protected by patents. So patents necessarily an indication. They're an indication. But
I mean, things, Apple, and I mean, the great innovations mostly come from the United States. And
how long do you think that's going to happen when the millennials are labeled the most useless? Our millennials are labeled the most useless generation America's ever had.
Well, and I agree that more competition would be the right way to go, but I just, when we talk about lagging behind, I just wanted to make sure that...
I got you. A test is only as good as the organization that interprets the test and the results. I hear you. It just scares the heck out of me when the United States comes in last in literacy, math, technology, and problem solving in a technology-rich environment. Also, they tested the top 10% and the bottom 10% of the millennials of all these 22 countries, and the United States millennials came in last in both of those, last or second to last. I can't remember if it was both in those the cases. So that's also miserable. Our smart millennials are dumber than their smart millennials, and our dumb millennials are dumber than their dumb millennials.
All right, well, I'll check.
Tom, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, maybe they're creative or whatever, but the millennials, 40% of them say they don't think that there should be free speech. That's the toll-free number here, 855-450-3733. There's actually a pretty neat TV post from Reason TV with interviewing college students.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-771-6706. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-771-6706. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-771-6706. 1-800-771-6706.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Join us right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Mark has been expressing some frustrations here tonight with the whole idea of property taxes, specifically funding government schools. You have a son. He is 7?
Yeah, he'll be 8 soon.
He's 7 years old. He's not ever gone to a government school. You have no interest in sending him to a government school, but yet you are taxed to pay for those government schools and taxed quite a bit, like 70%.
He is taxed to pay for them. I mean,
well, that he doesn't work.
Well, that's true, but that he lives in a house. And
yeah,
the,
you know, pay the bill.
It's true, but he, you know, the money could be used to fund his education.
I see
right?
what you're saying. So it's an opportunity lost to him.
Money's fungible, and, well, we could be taking a trip across, I don't know, America and learn about geography in a real-world fashion rather than looking at it on YouTube or something. That's something that could happen if we had these property taxes that we could keep rather than funding other people's kids' education and, frankly, funding them at the worst school in the given district.
Well, so you believe that the government school education system should be ended, right? Like where people should be able to keep the money they earn and then spend it how they want. So parents could send their kids to whatever school they felt like sending their kids to. New schools might open up that might fill sort of educational gaps in curriculum that didn't exist previously. And then, you know, people who are poor could apply for scholarships and get charity to help them go to schools. There might even be charitable schools like run by churches that would educate for free.
Yeah, I don't even I mean, there's some steps along the way to what you're talking about. I would prefer what you're talking about, but I can see why some people would kind of, you know, balk at, you know, such a big step in one direction. But if government schools are about educating poor people, and I'd point out that they're in the worst districts. Poor people who graduate government schools, 40% of them are functionally illiterate. So, frankly, you could have no government intervention in schools and get 40% illiteracy of graduates. And, you know, that's a pretty easy, achievable goal, right? That's pretty awful. So, poor people would be benefited with just a need-based scholarship. And we could cut the cost of government education, you know, by 4/5 or something like that.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Angela is in Alabama, listening to WDNG in Anniston. Hey, Angela.
Good evening. How are you today?
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I believe
and this is just me, the dumbing down of America, if you want to call it that, began when government started sticking their fingers into education.
So how far back are you talking about?
In the 1800s when the government first started getting into it.
All right.
But an eighth grader, back in the 1800s, before the government started regulating it or whatever you want to call it, would take their eighth grade test to pass to go to the ninth grade, had trigonometry, geometry, all of these advanced math on it. And they said they were more educated in the eighth grade in the 1800s than a college kid is today.
I tried taking a test for sixth graders from, you know, back some time ago, and I found it a bit befuddling. I didn't entirely understand what they were asking for all the time, but when I did, I said, well, this is more than I knew in the sixth grade. Mm-hmm. And I also remember the Beverly Hillbillies.
Questions.
You remember how Jethro and the Beverly Hillbillies was so excited about being a graduate of elementary school?
Yeah.
Because it meant something, huh?
It meant something to him, that's for sure.
It did. It meant something to him. And that's a stereotype. A really bad one, but it's a stereotype.
Sure.
But when government got into education, they started bringing the education system down. Less educated people are more easily led.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Angela, great thoughts. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I agree with her. I think that's one of the major goals of the government school system is to dumb down the populace. And I believe it's John Taylor Gatto who sort of expounded on this somewhat. He's a teacher, a former school teacher from New York State.
He was Teacher of the Year.
Teacher of the Year for the entire state of New York, if I recall correctly. He's, I believe, in his 80s today, and he's pretty elderly and not really with it anymore. But what he's left behind is an amazing body of work that basically points to evidence suggesting that the whole Prussian school system, which is what the U.S. school system is essentially designed to churn out sort of a clueless, non-questioning worker bee, sort of a worker drone person who will, you know, go get yourself a job and a career and stay in that career the whole time, paying taxes all the way and do whatever it is that you're told so you can then retire and, you know, do some gardening and watch some TV.
Questions are frustrating to authority figures generally. So even if it's not this Prussian school system.
But it is.
Okay. But even if it wasn't.
Okay.
The point that I'm making is that an institution is going to attempt to knock the rough edges off of a student anyway and, you know, make it so that, look, stop asking these questions. We're trying to get you educated here. We've got to do reading, writing, and arithmetic, and critical thinking is not on the menu, kid.
Your questions are unapproved.
Yeah, and this is the one thing that you never hear this. There's no grade for critical thinking skills.
Mm.
I mean, there's no course for critical thinking skills. Not until college, at the very least. And how do they rate? They have no interest in critical thinking skills. Critical thinking skills are for people who are, you know, individuals that are going to be forging their own way in life. They don't want that in government school. They want you to join corporate America and do what corporate America wants you to do and make your money, get your mortgage and, you know, the whole thing. Get your car payment and do what we tell you to do. Because people who have those things are also more easily led, as the caller indicated. I mean, a person with a mortgage will obey far more than a person who owns their own home.
Yeah, absolutely true. Let's go to Carl in New Jersey, listening to WPG. Hello, Carl.
Yeah, my question for you is, it's kind of ridiculous, but it's not. Why don't they teach cursive anymore in government schools? I mean, what are you going to say? Oh, that looks like your printed name. Like, that must be you. I mean, no cursive writing.
I say good riddance to cursive.
Yeah, do you think the cursive writing is of value just for a signature or something more?
Well, you got to learn to do it all before. Not just for a signature, right?
I think you could have signature class.
You can do whatever signature you want. I mean, you can sign something with an X if you want to. Your signature can be whatever you decide it to be.
Mine's changed over time, too.
Yeah, Do private schools teach cursive? I don't even know.
Yeah, different schools and different school districts teach cursive and some don't. And I think that what you're pointing to is that there's a homogenization around government schools generally. Some still teach cursive, some don't, and some private schools do and some private schools don't. I'm trying to decide for my family, for my son, is cursive something I want to push?
When's the last time you used it?
Me? I, other than my signature,
yeah,
which really, frankly, looks nothing
it's
like.
It's not cursive.
Right. There's maybe the D and the G
right.
Look like that. But other than that, it's, you know, some stylized E that I use, and then there's pretty much nothing after the G anyway.
Well, this is another example of why the government school system is a failure, because there are right. always these different groups who want different things, right? So, Carl, you think cursive's important. I don't think it's important at all. Mark, you don't,
okay.
you're not really sure. So, you know, between the three of us, we have three different opinions about cursive, but
right.
yet only one opinion will prevail in whatever local government school district curriculum is decided. And so, therefore, if cursive prevails, then the people who think cursive is a waste of time are upset. And if the, you know, vice versa is the case, then the people who think cursive is important is upset. And so nobody's ever truly happy with the government school curriculum. Whereas in the marketplace, if the school doesn't exist that teaches cursive, you can start one. And then, you know, if
right.
it's that important, if other people agree with how important it is, then they'll send their kids to your school. Carl, thanks for your call and the thoughts
okay.
tonight. Yes, sir. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's one of the things that's nice about the market, right, is you get choices. You go to Walmart, you go to the local grocery store, whatever, and there's 50 different types of bread. You know, you can have whatever kind of bread you want to. You don't have to have everybody have the same kind of bread.
And, I mean, you know, this is one of the things, this is one of the complaints about the free market system is that it's confusing.
Well, that's what Bernie Sanders is saying, right? That there shouldn't be so many choices.
There have been, you know, those statements have been made. And quality isn't necessarily, like, you could have a high quality bread that has gluten in it, and that's not going to make the people that want gluten-free bread happy.
Right.
You could have a high-quality bread that's an Italian loaf, and that's not going to make the people who want a baguette happy.
The market is great at making people happy, and so it's a shame that the market is not handling education. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but some people want the government to handle more education. They want the government to pay for college education for everybody. In fact, we've got some interviews with some college students about microaggressions. It's Free Talk Live.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.